Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
But now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So say good morning!
Ah, good morning! Some people's in
love. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning. It's the Thursday Big Breakfast. I'm joined with Maddie and Stokesy. Oh, no, Stokesy's not here.
Where is Stokesy?
He's decided not to wake up this morning.
Is he running late?
Supposedly.
All right, stop talking. We'll wait till he gets here.
Okay, we'll just see. I think he said he's 10 minutes away, so we'll sit here for 10 minutes quietly.
Just entertain
yourselves, people.
Yep, relax.
So how was your week, Stokesy? Good. What about you, Maddie? What have you been up to this week?
Oh, I've been working hard and hardly working, you know.
Yeah, I think of the two people that have the least amount on in terms of all we do is work, Stokesy's probably got a better intro as to what he's been doing this week.
What has Stokesy been doing? Let us fill the audience
okay.
in.
Okay,
a midget stripper involved.
Yes, I think Stokesy was the actual midget stripper. he's been hired out for 21st and stuff. You can actually get onto our Facebook page and request Stokesy at your party. He gets his chest hair out.
Oh, it's seriously, if you haven't seen it plaited, you haven't lived.
The plaited chest hair?
Pretty much. You get to 21, you see a hairy midget.
Yep.
You've done it. You've done it all.
He's got the hairy feet too, so it's sort of maybe a bit of a hobbit type.
Yeah, shipper. So unfortunately Stokesy, to be honest, ladies and gentlemen, Stokesy isn't here because Peter Jackson has hired him for a quick run in New Zealand. He will be playing Bobo the Clown.
He's one of the lesser known one of the lesser known midgets. No, what are they
hobbits.
Called?
Hobbits. They're called hobbits.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Actually, we've got what's the hobbits going to be made into a movie? So that'll be interesting.
It's going to be made into three movies.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to stretch it, considering it was a tiny little kid's book. But anyway,
it was that small.
Well.
Yeah, I mean,
in comparison to the other, they got three movies out of the. Anyway, no, we're going to talk about that later.
We'll talk about that later.
We're killing our material here.
So, Stokesy.
So, yeah, what else has Stokesy been up to this week? I think he actually said he was going to lend me a couple of $1,000.
What about you, LT? What have you been up to?
I've been working. I know it's strange. I tend not to work, but I've been working like a demon trying to get a second restaurant up and running. And staff just... winter's always a terrible time for staff.
What kind of stuff are we looking at? Waiters, chefs?
Waiters, chefs, the whole works. They always seem to be sick or tired. And I tell you what really annoys me these days. The text message, sick message.
Yes.
Can't come in today. When I was a kid, you had to put on your fake voice. I'm really sick, boss. I can't come in. Now they just do it by text message.
Well, can't you, you know, being the boss, you know, point out when you hire them, if you text in, don't bother coming back. No, seriously, you don't do it. I mean, it's not like, you know.
How long
Andrew
do you think
Norris
it'll be before you get the Facebook
yeah.
the Facebook status update? I'm sick, I'm not coming into work today.
Well, I mean, you know, serious jobs don't do it. You know, you don't. And more importantly, why do all your employees have your mobile number?
Because I don't answer my home number. Because I'm never there. So they have to be able to get in contact with me.
That's right. So what do you do to your staff now that do the, hi, I'm not coming in by text?
I normally ring them up just to make sure they've got the sick voice worked on. Because I think it's a skill you need later in life too.
Mm.
You need to be able to ring up sick. When you get that high-paying accountant job, I just assume they're all going to be accountants. When you get that high-paying job, you've got to be able to ring up sick.
Maybe it's just me, but... is it too hard for you lazy, layabout,
exactly.
backpacking young people out there
exactly.
to actually soak it up a little bit and get on with your job? Because let's be honest, LT doesn't pay sick pay, do you, LT?
Nope, exactly. It just means I've got to find somebody else. So, yeah, harden up. Anyway, so we always have a theme every week. My theme this week is crazy people. I don't know if you know or not. At 1 o'clock this morning, all of the planets aligned in a pattern that matched some crop circles they found in England about 3 years ago.
Wow.
So 1 a.m. was going to be the rapture, end of the world. All
another rapture. And I slept through it again.
I know, it
damn
didn't
it.
Happen. I mean, I've got up this morning after about an hour's sleep, and I've figured out how crop circles are made.
How's it?
Just a tired farmer that gets up, stumbles around in circles like I did this morning. It took me about 20 minutes to find the shower.
Showered?
I did. It's the only way I can wake up these days.
How long did you sleep for?
Literally about an hour and a half.
The restaurant shut at what time?
Yeah, it's hard because I get home, see, at like 10 o'clock, 10:30-ish, and then you can't go to bed straight away at 11 because that'd be like a normal person getting home from work at 5 and going to bed at 6. Takes you a couple of hours to wind down, a couple of hours in the spa, and then it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and then you can't sleep because you got people text messaging on your brain and all the rest of it, and then next thing you know, you look up, it's 3:30 in the morning.
What about you, Stokely? What time do you get to bed?
I imagine he got to bed at probably 10 minutes to 6.
8:30, 9 o'clock maximum.
Until I messaged him. Yeah. So on our theme of crazy people, we've got our quote of the week. I think, I don't know, this might be hard to drop in conversation, but I think regardless of who you are, this will probably work well for crazy people being dropped into conversation. Let me know what you think, Stacey.
You mean I'm not white?
Oh,
this is a scandal. What do you mean I'm not white? Why didn't you tell me this before? You're my own sister.
Damn, Wally.
Goodness gracious, do you know a lot of adjustments have to be made? I have to cancel the swimming lessons. What are the guys at the club going to say? I'm not white. Oh, it feels like it. Ah! Goodness gracious, sis, you're right.
Lord, help me.
Does Dad know?
I think one of the craziest stand-ups of all time, Richard Pryor, Hear No Evil, See No Evil.
Mm, I thought you were going to put me to
great
the test
movie.
There.
Oh, sorry. What movie was that from?
Hear No Evil, See. I knew what it was. I was primed for the Maddie, test.
Who starred with him?
Oh, Gene Wilder.
Willy Wonka, exactly. Right. We might jump into a song, give Stokesy and maybe some announcements after that. Give Stokesy some time to get here. It's the Thursday Big Breakfast. I don't know if I did all of the announcements and everything, did I? Anyway, the Thursday Big Breakfast with Maddie and LT.
And Stokesy.
Cricket, tumbleweeds. Thanks, Stokes. Thursday Big Breakfast.
He's so little, he can't reach the microphone.
Maybe he's here, but I can't see him.
Hubble,
he's hidden behind the desk.
Honey, I shrank my co-host.
let's listen to some music. I should take this windshield jacket off, because that's probably really annoying.
Yeah, because it's a Queenslander one.
Yeah, Queensland, go Queensland. Although it's a sellout at the New South Wales Origin.
Yeah, so 6,000 tickets left, so want the real crappy seats, buy them now.
Jump in and get a worse view than you get at home. But I'm advocating going to the league. I think everyone should do it. Anyway, it is 8 minutes past six. We're a minute behind. We'll play some music. Give Stacey time to get in. Go, Stokes.
It's my turn. Is my mic on?
Yes.
Sweet. Thursday Big Breakfast. And I'm actually here. I made it. So I'm only 10 minutes late because of a combination of...
traffic at this time of the morning for show.
Especially around Gradesville. It's
I'm
crazy.
Surprised you didn't text me to say you were
crazy
sick.
Place. I was going to.
You're actually looking a little glazed over.
I am actually. I think I'm still drunk.
We don't advocate that at all on this
station. No, I don't either. But it's a combination of sake and an old Apple iPhone that I have that conspired.
Not to go off this morning, you reckon?
It didn't go off. Well, maybe I didn't hear it. I don't know. But the sake was good last night.
And did you have the teppanyaki?
No, they didn't have any meat.
Right.
Did you do the karaoke?
Because the fan wasn't working in the kitchen.
Oh, that's comforting.
That's probably why you're a little bit late this morning, because they had no food.
No, I think it's because, chefs in general are just liars.
So, we're going on to our topic.
We're giving him 10 minutes, aren't we?
Yep.
No, I want to get back to the karaoke. Did you do karaoke?
No, there wasn't a karaoke. It was Zuji in Surrey Hills.
Zuji?
It's a sushi bar.
Okay. But no karaoke?
No karaoke. No women that eat off.
Welcome everyone that's listening this morning about women to eat off.
Could you imagine the Wednesday, the quality of women you could possibly get on a Wednesday night for eating off?
Definitely. Be a lot of space to
eat
off.
It's not a Saturday night menu.
No, Wednesday night's beginner's night. It's great.
So our theme this week is crazy people, and that's probably a good thing with Stokesy walking in.
Just make sure you eat the kingfish from the right spot.
Stokesy, how many hands do I have up?
He has two hands.
It's fine.
Yeah, he's right to drive. We're going to...
Hang on. That's a good point. He just drove here.
Yeah, well, let's not... Is Sergeant... Not. What's his face coming in today? Let's not...
It's automatic.
Sorry, right. It's your show, LT.
No, I'm just, you know, I don't know how good a message that is to send out to our listening audience.
Well, that was actually my point, you know. Ring in, people.
I didn't realise we were on Moral Mountain.
We are. I'm always up on Moral Mountain.
You're giving me a sermon on the mount, are you?
Yes. Listen to me and be judged. So, yeah, crazy people. I don't know if you guys read about it.
That's in my wheelhouse, can I say?
What?
What?
It's in my wheelhouse. Crazy people.
I've never heard that expression before.
Haven't you?
No.
It means that that kind of relates to me.
What's a wheelhouse?
A wheelhouse is a house full of wheels.
Right. So Stokes has just come from his house that has wheels all over the place.
Yes. That reminds me, I found out about the term axe to grind. I'll tell you about that later.
Should I throw the shirt away?
All yours.
Right.
9816 2938
Well, yeah, crazy people. Did you survive rapture this morning, Stokes?
No, I slept through it.
I'm already late
for the end of the world.
I've already done that line. You have to do a new one.
I think I'm in the end of the world right now, listening to you two jockeys.
Jockeys.
Speaking
of jockeys, did you hear about the dudes on the old Beirut bound plane? 230 passengers had a mutiny. They took over it was one of the A330s, one of the big Airbuses.
Was Mel Gibson on the plane?
No, he wasn't. And they give you tips on how to deal with bad passengers and all the rest of it online. I'll see if I can find them for you.
I like how it says in the article that it was an Airbus A380. Like, they had to specify what actual plane it was.
No, the Airbus is the A380. I mean, that's the full title.
Right.
So if you
have to say the numbers as well as Airbus. Could say Airbus.
Yeah, Airbus was small.
I think there's an A380. Yeah.
I like how they rated the galleys.
An A380. Yeah, well, that's what I'd do. Give me this small pack of peanuts.
Like, I know, look, can I just say that airplane food sucks major. Yeah, you know, you must be really upset and hungry if you have to raid the pantry on a plane.
I've overcooked beef.
I've just had this image of them tying napkins around their head and attacking each other with plastic knives.
Pushing and shoving and name calling.
Yep. Well, that's what you do when you... Because apparently it couldn't take off or something, so I don't know, they decided to blow up and start going nuts. But did you read how to deal with bad passengers?
No.
I thought number one was good. Hit them with bad smells. If you've got a person sitting in front of you or behind you that's annoying you, just keep dropping your guts over and over and make it unbearable for them to sit near you.
What about the poor shots left and right of you?
With the collateral damage.
The old granny that's asleep next to you with her mouth open.
No, she ain't asleep.
Just keep dropping it.
Did Darth Vader care about the citizens of Alderaan?
Exactly. No. There was also another dude that slapped a air hostess. So that sort of fits well with it. I don't know.
Please don't say not in the air.
That is a very good point, Matt, because it actually doesn't say in
where he slapped her.
But it says the brand of the what? That's illegal. We're in Moral Mountain. You're not allowed to say things like that on the
exactly.
air.
Exactly. It's the Moral Mountain now.
Okay, let me go down.
When I'm in charge.
All right.
We're morally right. So
what other ways are there to deal with bad...
One they call wet and wild. You take your drink with you to the toilet, and then on your way back, you accidentally trip and spill the water from the cup all over their head. Now, I reckon somebody's done one of these, and that's why the mutiny started, because I'd punch hell out of somebody that threw water on me.
Can I say that I've done that at the cricket?
Throwing water on people?
No, I was getting kicked out because I was swearing too much, and the guy that dobbed me in, he was pointing at me to the security guard. This is in North Sydney Oval, everybody. And I thought, well, I've still got half a schooner of beer left, and they're kicking me out, and the guy who accused me was basically staring me down. So as I walked past him, he was still sitting down as I walked past, and I poured the rest of my beer on his head. And then
Did you get a cheer?
Then we had a little fight. At the cricket. And it was only a state cricket match too. It was like New South Wales versus Queensland. It was about 10 people.
So your fight was probably the most entertaining bit of the day.
So there was you in the stands and one other person, and he went and called the cops. I'll give you
eight of them were Queenslanders, and they thought it was awesome.
Legends. And
the two Welshmen had a fight.
I'll give you number 8 on the list as well. You can look it up. I think it's on news.com. But I thought number 8 on the list was a good thing to jump into the song with. I had a lady who sat so far back, it was literally on my knees. I offered to give her a lap dance if she didn't move a chair forward. And apparently this worked. So anyone that's annoying you?
Give him a lap dance.
Give him a lap dance.
Stokely, come here, man.
It's 6:23, okay. Thursday, big breakfast.
It just got weird.
The lumberjack, straight the douche, the lumberjack, the douchebag, and the midget.
No, the pervert.
Hang on. I just
lumberjack, the pervert, and the douchebag? No, midget.
The fiddler. Can I call him the fiddler?
I have seen him with a bow and a and a violin. He does very well. So 6:24, we'll whack a song on while we slap some sense into Stokesy.
Burrow Mountain.
Thursday Big Breakfast, 6:28 with LT. Don't worry about the other two. They're monkeys. That was like a pig of some sort. One's a pig, one's a monkey.
Since the guy keeps gassing out the studio.
Well, I just read the article there. People that are annoying you just get dropping your guts.
Keep doing that direction, please.
I just wanted to cough on Maddie.
Yeah, I'm wearing
keep dropping now. Your guts. So, what are you guys? You're both gamers?
Yeah.
Different types of gamers, but gamers nonetheless?
Yeah, I'm playing Vanquish at the moment.
Vanquish?
Yeah, it's by Sega. It's very good.
Sega's still around.
Yep, Sega make games.
They still do. I'm playing
Alex the Kid.
Alex Kid, in America World.
Castle.
America World was better.
Yeah, true.
Do you guys ever play Leisure Suit Larry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
You just...
We're teenagers.
I said, yeah. Leisure Suit Larry, and the first game was... The end scene was you had to get into the spa bath with that bird, right?
That's right.
That was awesome.
And didn't she, you know, she starts to take off the first layer and next thing you know, you get beaten up or something. But
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then they...
Now, that happened in real life to you, man. That wasn't Leisure Suit Larry.
It was your mum coming into the room.
Turn that off! All of them, Leisure Suit Larry, Police Story, the space one, they were all that same... Basic concept where you had to move around, ask questions.
Yeah, point and click. Yeah,
investigate
things. Yeah,
they were. So, do you play Call of Duty?
I did for a while until my Call of Duty got stolen.
There's I can't remember the exact figures on it.
If you're out there listening, I'm going to.
But there's something like 7 million people online at a time. They're going to set up a Facebook type social network type thing that's based around Call of Duty, so you can jump on, make matches with each other, you know, talk to people about, I don't know, the amount of headshots you've got, all that sort of stuff.
Those are the type of people you want to
to be friends with.
How many headshots have you done
that's
today?
What I was going to bring up. Like, social network, I'm not a big Facebook fan at the best at times, because you've got people that you probably didn't...
You're on that all day, but yeah.
Probably people...
Never answers.
See, this is a myth. My phone automatically stays logged in. So people keep sending me messages, hey, how you going? And I don't ever get anyone's chat messages because I'm not actually online.
Thursday Big Breakfast, Peter Toss. Look for him on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Become friends with him.
So anyway.
His phone is on all day.
I think anyone
send
that's...
Send him some fun stuff.
Become
I think anyone
one
that's,
with him.
Anyone that's listening already is friends with me on Facebook.
Idiots.
I know, fools. I do like Facebook for our page. Jump on there and check out all the stuff that's going on with us. But
podcasts are up.
Have you noticed with Facebook you've got those one or two people that you went to school with that you're friends with and you didn't speak to them at school because they were losers, but now they want to chat to you about, oh, how's your life going?
I think he's talking to you.
I never went to school with him.
How's your life going?
I didn't go
all
to school
that
with
sort
him.
Of stuff.
You sure?
No, I went to a really good one.
Which one?
I can't remember.
You can tell by the attention to detail they've taught him. The ability to show up on time. They did wonders
for him. He's doing great. You know, for anyone who maybe has only just tuned in, Stokesy is still slightly...
Inebriated.
He's swaying in his chair and kind of... Normally when he comes in, he's bright-eyed and chirpy. His eyes slightly bug out and he's fired and ready to go. Unfortunately, the Sarkis kind of made them go back inside the skull at the moment. We don't have our usual bug-eyed Stokesy.
Can I say one of the greatest moments... Of today already is hearing you say the word Saki.
I'd say what the sexual tension in the room today is just unbearable.
Have you got any
tension? You just need a match.
Have you got any Fergal Sharky that you can play?
You two, stop bitching, honestly.
No, getting back to the social networking question. I think it's just another example of Activision, who make Call of Duty games, cashing in.
Well, they're going to charge people for the service as well, by the sounds of things. So
they're evil. They're an evil
it's
corporation.
It's a World of Warcraft type
I don't know. I mean, is,
money
is
grab,
Call
I think.
Call of Duty really a hard... Yeah, I mean, I haven't played it. I'm not a first-person shooter kind of guy. But, I mean, is it the kind of game that actually has the kind of... I mean, the whole point of MMOs and stuff like that is a certain level of community.
Yep.
Is Call of Duty the kind of game that allows for community to
I mean, it sort of is, because you get paired up into you know, groups to fight against other groups, but it's definitely not an MMO community.
If 7 million people are playing it,
there's a fair
there's
community
there.
There's
going to be
there.
A community.
Yeah, I want to know. I want to see the stats on that one.
Well, it might be Activision saying that's how many people are on, but... speaking of MMOs, I also read an article the other day. 15% of most divorces now are caused from gaming addiction, is what I read.
I've met many a person online who... I think the phrase is wife aggro.
Yes.
What about you? Do you get wife aggro?
No, because I play when she goes to bed, so she doesn't really care.
See, my wife had the theory that either she became a gaming widow... Or I bought her an account.
Yeah. That's
so you bought her a vampire?
An account.
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 I bought her
account.
Good way
of getting things.
One. Ha, ha, ha. Wife.
So,
two.
I mean,
wife.
I think it's...
two, three.
I think that's the way of things now. I think women are starting to play more MMOs or they're going to lose their husband.
More hot chicks are doing it. In the old days, it was just ugly women, but now hot chicks are becoming MMO people.
I think we'll leave the chat at that. Now hot chicks are becoming MMO people.
That's lies. That's got to be lies.
It's 6:34. We're lying about hot chicks on MMOs. Let's jump into a song.
Hot chicks, ugly chicks, they're still insane either way.
Yeah, the fact that they're playing chicks. Video games. Well, they reckon it's an actual addiction now.
Oh, yeah.
Like a scientific addiction, gambling, smoking, all of those things. I reckon gaming's up there now too anyway. Here we go. It's 6:35. We'll whack a song on while we sit back and contemplate the wise words of Stokesy in that last segment.
You mean I'm not white?
Oh, this is a scandal.
This is a scandal! What do you mean I'm not white? Why didn't you tell me this before? You're my own sister.
Wally.
Goodness gracious, do you know a lot of adjustments have to be made? I have to cancel the swimming lessons. What are the guys at the club going to say? I'm not white. Oh, it feels like it. Goodness gracious, sis, you're right.
Lord, help me.
Does Dad know?
You're listening to the Thursday Big Breakfast with Annie, 2RRR 88.5. Everybody get down!
I shouldn't have recorded that. I mean, Arnie shouldn't have recorded that.
It was great getting Arnie in for that.
Yeah, but we got some pulling power here. He's slumming. The Thursday Big Breakfast.
He's slumming.
I think that was after he did the sly on his wife.
Well, apparently, did you read his...
I just have this image of him doing his wife with Sylvester Stallone as the prophylactic.
No, the husband of the guy he cheated on his missus.
He's suing him. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Well, hey, it's California.
Is it suing him or the fact that because the form was illegally signed, it was a statutory declaration, effectively, that he's saying that Arnie needs to go to jail because of that?
You can't go to jail for it's cheating on your wife.
No, but you can go to jail for...
fraud.
For fraud, and that's pretty much what it's about.
I don't think he'll go to jail.
The birth certificate is a fraud, and apparently it's a big thing over there.
Arnie won't
go to jail.
No.
Because he'll break out.
And who's going to mess with him?
He'll break out. He's a Terminator. No, he can't be killed.
Living tissue of a metal endoskeleton. T-1000. I'm going to have a little rant here.
Who put you in jail? You did.
I'm going to have a little rant here.
Go for it.
It's my fantasy corner.
Make sure you pull over the car right now. If you're in Macca's drive-thru, get me something.
A bacon egg McMuffin.
Peter's father, turn your radio off for a couple of minutes. You don't want to hear you.
He does want to hear. Right, I'm a fantasy fan. Fantasy.
My father wants to hear this. I'm a fantasy fan.
He knows. So I read a lot of fantasy books and all of that, and there's a particular series of book, Song of Ice and Fire by George R. Martin, who anyone that's a fantasy geek knows. And it's sort of the first dark fantasy where the heroes get killed and all that stuff. Now, he released his last book in 2006 and said that the end of it all and the last chapter will be available sometime in 2007. It's now 2011. He still hasn't released it, yet he's just released it as a TV show. Now, what I want to know is when the TV show gets to the point where the books have run out, what's the TV show going to do?
Maybe the whole book series was a total fantasy and it's all in your mind.
Maybe he'll do it like True Blood, where it's the True Blood television series is based loosely on the work, on the books, but obviously they don't want to just copy.
Because I think he's writing for the show, so I don't know, I just find it a little bit sus. And it's also a sad day for me today because this is the anniversary of David Eddings dying.
Who?
Exactly, another fantasy author. But on to stuff that you guys probably care more about. The Hobbit's going to be a movie. I know, Stokesy, you're a big fan.
Yep, Stokesy's already got his role.
What do you think about the the three-part Hobbit movie?
They're making it in three parts?
Three parts.
Yeah, what they're doing is they're separating the first book into two halves, which is reasonable because the first book, although not huge in its page count, still fairly reasonable, a few hundred pages, it is quite an intense story. What they're apparently doing is they're doing that one, and then they're doing a third one, which is meant to be one of their sub-stories, which is the story between The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, where at the tale of Aragorn and how he is found. So right. That's meant to be the third movie. It is.
Do you think it's just a money grab?
Well, no, I think obviously Peter Jackson wants to spend another year in New Zealand.
I mean, I respected the fact that with Lord of the Rings, he shopped it around to a couple of places and they all said no, it has to be one movie, and he held his ground.
Miramax originally said it should be two. And then
semantics.
But you get the concept.
I respect that he held out and said it has to be at least a three-part movie because there's so much content in it. Although you didn't see old Tom Bombadil, did you?
No,
Tom Bombadil.
And I reckon he's one of
the
legends of the book.
He is one of the legends of the book, but his tale is really unnecessary.
It doesn't match
them.
But maybe they should make a fourth movie.
What's the name of the dragon in The Hobbit?
Starts with G, you know. Stokesy.
Grokesy. a lot of the cast are shooting again, which is good. So
the extra movies are based on Tolkien books. They're making, I mean, it's not like they're coming up with fresh stories for this. They are doing other Tolkien books, and that's where
do you think they'll do the Silmarillion?
I don't think
Silmarillion.
Or whatever it is.
No.
As a book?
Well, I mean, the question is, will they bother doing the what became the sequel to The Lord of the Rings? Tolkien got halfway through, and then nearly 30 years later, his grandson finished it off for him.
Yes. I read about half of it and then couldn't get through any more of it.
Yeah, it turned into a cops and robbers story halfway through.
Did it?
Yeah.
I must have stopped reading just before it turned into a cop.
It became like Lethal Weapon.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Man, I'm missing out. I'm going to go back to it then.
Great book.
Does he, dislocate his shoulder? Frodo dislocates his shoulder and puts it back in?
That's the only way for him to get his police chief off his back is to do that.
Which movie are you talking about?
Lethal Weapon.
I don't remember there being the police chief in Lethal Weapon. I know there's a psychiatrist.
Yeah? It's been so long. Yeah. I'm sure there was a police chief.
There was always a police chief.
The psychiatrist was Gandalf.
Hang on, what? Do what you do, but do it fast. No, that was Black Boys.
Black Boys.
Okay,
we'll go back and edit that.
10-7 racism.
I think Bad Boys was the movie you were looking for there.
Will Smith in The Color Purple.
Speaking of Oprah's last show.
Oprah's gone.
So she's off air, but her, she's got her own network over there, so she's still making shows. But
aren't you glad we don't subscribe to that channel?
I tell you what, I found really funny. Has anyone seen a TV show called Baggage with Jerry Springer?
No.
Take time to find that show and watch it.
No, enlighten us.
It is honestly the best show you'll ever see.
Can I say, I saw a show the other day that not a lot of people have watched and I really liked it. It was Community.
What is it?
It's about community.
Three guys in a community.
Like TAFE. It's like an American version of TAFE where people go to community universities where they're not really learning anything. And it's quite good. It's got Chevy Chase in it.
I'd just like to say that TAFE does teach people stuff.
On the other hand, it's Chevy Chase, and there's a really good reason not to watch it.
Really?
I liked it. It's got the Asian guy from...
Fletch was awesome.
It's got the Asian
guy... Wind him up.
It's got Chow in it.
Chow.
Chow from Hangover. He's in it.
Hangover 2. You seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
I think Stokely's still suffering.
I was supposed to go see it Tuesday night, but I had to work. The boys went and watched it without me.
All right, this is our movie review from two of us. Go see it. Not as good as the first one.
I liked it.
But it's pretty good.
Made me laugh.
If anything, you just wait for the photos at the end. That just makes you laugh.
It's better than The Hobbit.
How do you know you haven't seen it yet?
True.
I mean, Peter Jackson's very hit or miss, isn't he?
Not really.
He's lost lots of weight.
King Kong was pretty ordinary.
Yeah, but that was a vanity project after he does three Lord of the Rings movies. You ever seen Meet the Feebles?
No, I haven't.
Yes.
Oh, you've... My God, ladies and gentlemen, this man who's sitting in front of me has not watched The Black Books, British television show. He has not seen Meet the Feebles.
No.
Meet the Feebles, you remember the...
Yeah, it's puppets that do really naughty things.
It is an R-rated Muppet show.
That's probably why I haven't seen it.
The
moral high ground,
musical
remember?
Piece at the end is a fox jumping around singing the song Sodomy.
Yeah.
And a giant walrus sniffing large lines of Drano.
Yeah, and a horny rabbit.
Yep. So
it's 6:52. We don't recommend that you go and watch that movie if you are under the age of 18. Mm.
That segment was sponsored by the Taronga Zoo. No,
sponsored by the moral high ground.
Under the age of 18 or over the age of 65, just don't watch.
So 18 to 65-year-olds, go there and watch whatever it was that they were just talking about.
Meet the Feebles.
I just shut off because...
I'm putting it to you now. We want you to. I'm going to want you to watch Meet the Feebles
You know I am Moral Mountain Boy.
Yeah, well, trust me, your morals will become a whole lot more defined.
If it's worse than... What was that movie with Tom Green in it where he hurts his knee and...
Is Meet the Feebles a bad movie?
No, it's not. But
it is pure Peter Jackson.
Yes. It's very early Peter Jackson.
Yeah, it's early Peter Jackson, right up there with Bad Taste.
Who did you just say then? Tom Green?
Yes.
That movie where he gets in the...
In the half pot. Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
I don't know this one.
I had a friend who went into a movie store. Another friend of mine was working at, and he said... I want to sit down with my mother and father and watch a movie. What do you recommend? He recommended that movie.
Great movie. Made me laugh.
Halfway through, the old man got up, took the video out of the player and threw it out the window and said, I can't believe you made me watch that. Anyway, let's jump into a song.
Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy, would you like some sausage? That was one of the songs in it.
Catherine, come and get me, please.
Rip Torn was in that movie.
He was. He's been in great
movies. One of the
greatest
names in the history of the world.
Yeah. Rip Torn.
Rip Torn.
He was in Dodgeball too, wasn't he, Rip Torn?
Yeah. He was also in Men in Black.
6:54.
Black Boys?
Let's jump into
but Will Smith was, and he was there in Men in Black, you know.
6 degrees of separation.
Men in Black Boys.
Where's Kevin Bacon?
Men in Black Boys, let's call it that.
That's a different movie, dude.
6 degrees of separatism. It's 6:54. Let's get a song before we get thrown off here.
Thursday Big Breakfast.
Thursday Big Breakfast. I think I put it on after you said what you just said.
I was watching.
So, boys, did anyone see the old ball boy?
He was watching.
The ball boy incident?
No.
I did, actually. I saw it.
One of the ball boys of the French Open ran out onto the court before the point was finished, and they had to replay the point, and the bloke who it happened to was blowing up. He wasn't very happy.
So what kind of happened, and I'll explain
was
in a
it
bit,
match
is...
Point?
No, but what happened was, it was like a smash, an overhead smash, that the guy played, and it looked like it was going to go into the stands. He smashed it so hard that... When the ball bounced, it was on that trajectory of going up into the stands. And that's when the ball boy assumed that the ball was going out. But the guy had managed to get it back. The other player managed to get up there and actually hit the ball back over the net.
So what did the guy do? Climb halfway up the railing and hit it?
Well, no, the ball boy had to sort of stop halfway out and run back to where he was because the point was still alive.
Yep.
But obviously the ball boy assumed that the ball went out.
Okay, so
so they had
why
to replay
they have
the
to
point.
Stop that point?
What, they had I to mean, replay the point.
Did the boy get in the way in any way? Did he actually impact on play?
No,
he didn't get in the way, but the rule is if he gets onto the court, then you have to replay the point. I mean, in the big scheme of things, it didn't matter because the guy ended up winning the point anyway and went on to win the match, I believe. So it didn't really have much of an outcome. But
I think it's another sign of the zombie apocalypse.
I think it is too, definitely.
I think that ball boy is a signal.
He's one of the 99 seals of Lucifer.
Yeah.
It probably had to do
part
with...
Part of Revelations. Ball boys shall walk onto tennis courts during matches.
And interrupt them. So you guys, any other crazy moments you guys can think of in sport? Spring to mind?
I don't know, you know. Tennis seems to have so many of them. People diving down and stabbing players in the back because they love them.
Yeah, that was very strange.
Yeah. That's what I do when I love someone. I stab them. Yeah.
It's. I mean, it's probably the best way to show love.
I agree. It's very very visual. I don't know. Crazy things that happen in sport. I know in golf, spectators dob in golfers if they cheat.
I respect that.
Fair bit.
I think that's cool.
I'll
tell you, one of the things that sticks out in my mind, remember that dude from... it was probably a crazy moment, but it was probably my favourite moment in sport. He was in the Olympics running the 400. I think it was in the final, and he blew his hamstring halfway around. And he wanted to finish the race. So he was limping around, then his old man jumped the fence from the stands and helped him run around the track. I thought that was an amazing moment in sport.
Okay, lovely. That was a
quite,
beautiful
anyway,
moment.
Yeah.
Has your dad, has your old man ever, like, jumped the railing and helped carry you through?
No, he'd abuse me for dogging it.
Hang on. Big Pete jumping a railing?
Yeah. He just walked through the railing.
Destroy the railing.
I've seen a photo of your dad. That is one scary, intense man.
No, he's gentle.
When he was younger. I'm sure now
gentle
he's a
giant.
Bit bent over and has a stick.
I can vouch.
I'm saying this on radio because I'm sure he's not listening.
I can vouch.
I'll give you the address.
I can vouch firsthand that he is a scary individual.
He still is scary. Yes.
No, he's all right. He's a good man.
He's I mean, we've seen a lot of amateur. I think crazy stuff going on amateur wise, like broken legs.
Yes, I've seen knees go the wrong way.
Kneecaps bent the wrong way. Have you ever seen that video of the kickboxer that kicks that other guy in the shin and he's
and
then he tries to stand on it? That was
I saw a really good one on Tosh.0 the other night. This guy was on a trampoline and he rolled his ankle and his ankle snapped. And his foot was going, it looked like a wedge, like a golf club.
It's definitely one of those good ones.
You could see the bone come through the skin. It was wicked.
I'm just trying to think. There was the other, have you seen the guy that does the... Yeah, the soccer throw-in, sometimes those guys do the flip and they land on the ball and then flip over and throw it as far as they can. There was a guy standing directly in front of him the guy did the flip and planted the ball right into his face.
Smashed him right in the face.
It was awesome.
Hey, did you guys watch this week the Brazilian player who his team mate kicks it? He runs past. He's only got him and the goalie. He walks right past the goalie. Walks right up to the front of the net, totally open, and boots it as hard as he can. I mean, he's less than 5 feet from it and just
missed it. Nice.
Just rockets it right over. And you should see the look on his face because he's just there and he's in the goal and he just goes, I'm going to do this. And he whams it and straight out of the park.
Gretzky now, denied in the open net.
Now, my question is, do you, kind of like with snooker, do you hit it hard and smack it in and go, ooh, yeah? Or do you like give it a little kick and then wave to the goalie who's still running back?
I prefer to slide it in.
I'd probably try to kick it as hard as I could and kick it over the fence. But I'm not very intelligent.
I'm a subtle sportsman.
You are? Why are you giving me the finger?
I'm a show pony. I saw a goalie who was in goals. It was a penalty... I think when it was a final of some sort.
It was a shootout, wasn't it?
It was a shootout. And the guy kicked it. He dove to the right, saved it, and then got up cheering, and the crowd went nuts. And
that's
then
right.
The ball ricocheted into the goals. It slowly rolled into the goals while he was cheering, so he ended up losing.
It happened in NASCAR this week.
What, the ball went into the goal?
No, ball boy ran out on NASCAR.
See, that's crazy.
No, what happened in NASCAR was... The guy was, there was a guy leading the whole, he was
wasn't
leading,
it the Indy 500?
No, no, that's Indy cars. This was in,
yeah, I'm sure there was an Indy car.
Was it, Indy? It might have been the Indy, I don't know. He
was,
but anyway,
he was coming down the home straight.
Yeah, and instead
and
of, he was
control.
Passing a backmarker. Yeah, yeah. And instead of just, he could have just won the race without having to overtake the backmarker, like it was done and dusted.
Miles in front.
And he went to overtake the backmarker instead and wiped out, like smashed into the backmarker and wiped out and lost the race. He was
leading.
Literally on the
I've
last
seen
lap.
A lot of that in cycling as well.
500 laps.
There was a cycling match. I was a match. I don't know race. I was watching, and the
ball
dude
boy ran out.
The dude was flying down the home straight, and you know when they take their hands off the handles to put them in the air to cheer, lost control of his bike, fell over and hit the ground, and then second passed him, third passed him, fourth passed him, and he ended up crossing the line like pushing his bike.
Well, I mean,
that was
see,
pretty
you
funny.
You actually see that quite often. Sometimes I'll put their arms up and go, yay! And get then the wobbles. Second will come straight past and actually win.
Yeah, I like that. I like people that are show ponying and then get done. That's mine.
It's kind of like, to be honest, what I was saying to my wife, speed cameras. Go with me. You know, I wish
in,
they had
in
two
your bedroom.
Cameras. One for catching the person, and then a second one to take the photo of the person
afterwards,
when they realise they've done
that's
it.
Just so, been done.
So you know, you go through flash, you can, and then the second flash is to see that look of them going, ah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Hang on, wait. Well, show me that.
I'm not
what
doing
was that
it
again.
It's radio.
I'd love to see that.
So you
can we have some kind of policy that we have to turn up sober to these things?
Yeah. Wow.
Can we make it more of a guideline?
Just a loose sort of definition of rule.
What's a ball boy doing in here?
So that's it. That's the only crazy moments you kids can think of.
No, another crazy moment
that's crazy.
That I know of was...
last night, it was sushi. It yeah. was,
Saki.
There was a ball boy.
Saki, there was a ball boy. There was Japanese ladies.
I'll tell you what I think. The craziest sport... I don't know if it is a sport, but... have you ever seen the darts show when they broadcast it?
Yeah.
Professional darts.
Arrows.
They have crowds of thousands of people yeah. cheering and going nuts.
They're all pissheads.
For two fat blokes.
It's great.
Standing there with darts, chucking them at the board.
Yeah, but they're good.
Oh, they're good, but...
they know what they're doing. That's not crazy.
Did you see that guy who broke the mountain bike record for, you know, he decided to do it down an active volcano and... that had the volcano partly erupted
really?
And boom, straight down.
Wouldn't you
wasn't
you
that a Tom Hanks movie?
Wouldn't you rubber tires?
It was on the news a couple of days ago. The guy just absolutely
crazy.
Burned
cheese
rubber,
rolling?
Burned rubber.
Cheese racing?
Here a week.
Have you seen cheese racing?
I've seen cheese racing.
That's another crazy sport. Yep. They roll a wheel of cheese down a hill and you've got to run down the hill at full speed. Most of them get injured.
Fuck MXC.
Yeah, what about that? What about...
cable tossing?
Cable tossing when you've got to throw a power pole and, yep. Or running at the bulls, you know? Got to
yeah,
be a bit
that's
nuts
good.
For that.
That Spanish sport where there's no rules, you've just got to get the ball to the other end. And there's like 15 people in the middle punching hell out of each other and one guy running with the ball.
That's the oldest sport in the world.
Yeah, it's a
Isn't
good
that
sport.
AFL?
Yeah. It's State of Origin.
It's State of Origin. We're not in Melbourne anymore. All right, let's jump into a song. It is about 14-ish minutes past 7. So Thursday Big Breakfast with the drunkard, the lumberjack and the... what do we call you?
The pervert.
The ninja.
The ninja pervert.
The pervert racist.
Racist. Let's jump into some Aussie music because I haven't had any Aussie music today.
There was the stage.
2RRR, 88.5 FM. I'm the biggest balls of them all, Stokesy. I'm here with Kenny G.
Yes, Kenny G.
Kenny G was actually there.
He was.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
That's why we all laughed because we thought, wow, look, there's Kenny G.
Kenny G didn't laugh. He's got no sense of humour.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He's a shocker.
He's a flautist.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a flautist. We're going to have a chat about local news stories. Well, I don't know, are they local?
I've got a great news story I'd like to read out.
Stokes is in charge of the news. He's our newsman.
So this is news for the bummed out and the disaffected and the disinfected when Matty talks.
Disinfection.
He needs to be disinfected.
You need to. I'm spitting on you.
Anyway, my part of the show, shut up. Cowgirls stick to it. That's the name of the headline.
Can I just say, amazing headline.
I think it's
very well done.
It caught my eye.
Yep.
Contestants in a junior cowgirl competition have had to trot around an arena with stick horses because of an outbreak of equine herpes in the US. I didn't know horses could get herpes.
What is it? Is it a horse STD?
Every horse you sleep with. Think about all the other horses they've slept with.
I'm not dating any more horses now that I know that they can get this. Organisers banned show ponies in the Mounted Posse Junior Queen Contest in Utah because of the epidemic.
So what were they meant to do?
They ride around with stick horses. Horse heads on the end of sticks. And they had to do their routines. So they had to trot and gallop. And, you know...
With the stick. I wish there was video footage of that, because that'd be awesome.
There probably is.
Do what, you know, what girls do on...
Did they have to go sideways and stuff?
Yeah. They'd do lots of things. Another one I came up with that I found was about... an elderly Brazilian man shot in the face escaped death when his dentures deflected the bullet headed for his brain.
Nice.
So, false teeth can save your life.
So, if you need a bulletproof vest,
just get a whole bunch of dentures together.
You just need a denture suit.
A full-length denture suit.
Yeah. I reckon the police, that'd be cheaper than a Kevlar body armour.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I know. Have you seen what dentists charge?
I'm not talking to you exactly. I just did. Sheen ain't the bomb. A New York man was arrested for threatening to blow up a local TV station over reruns of the CBS sitcom Two and a Half Men. Freddie Caldwell called WPIX 11.
Winning.
WPIX 11 on May 11th and May 23rd with threats to blow up the station if it kept airing syndicated reruns of the show starring Charlie Sheen.
This is 2RRR 88.5 9816 2938. Please phone in and dedicate money to this man's defence fund. I think it's important we get this guy off.
Police traced the calls to Caldwell's home. He was charged with falsely reporting.
Can I just say
incident.
I'm not going to get any guy off. Sorry, what were you saying?
That's a complete and utter lie.
What were you saying?
No, I was just going to say that they arrested him for aggravated assault because he didn't like Two and a Half Men.
Well, fair enough. Any other news?
A 40-year-old Bangladeshi woman cut off a man's penis during an alleged attempt rape and took it to the police station as evidence.
I'd love to see that line up.
The severed penis was taken to the police station wrapped in polythene. She's accusing a 40-year-old father of five of attempted rape. Police said the suspect was being treated in hospital and would be arrested once his condition gets better.
Well, he's probably going to have a promising porn career like old Bobbitt did.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
how much.
John Wayne Bobbitt.
How much did she actually cut off?
It doesn't go into the semantics, but I'm assuming it was cut off the top.
Speaking of semantics, I hear that you met a girl last night. This is other news. This is important news, LT. We've got to cover this.
Scientifically speaking, yes, she was a girl.
She was a girl? What was her
biologically
name?
Speaking?
Maybe.
What was her name?
I can't remember.
Do we need to drop names on here?
Yeah. The question is, she gave you her phone number.
Yep.
9816 2938, or log on to our Facebook website. We want to know from the listening people if we should get this girl on the phone to find out what she sees in you, Stokesy. I think it's important that
she's blind.
I think it's important that we get this relationship going because, hey, a 2RRR wedding could happen.
Yeah, in the studio.
Yep. Has she seen the photos of you from in the bikini?
That's why we're dating.
That's why she's blind.
It burnt her eyes out when she saw it.
She would pluck them out one by one.
Well, no, I'm going to take Holly to KFC first.
Yeah, we've still got the Holly KFC date.
Oh.
Two-piece feed.
But yes, I did meet a young lady last night. She was quite cute, very nice, very fun.
Is she listening?
So when are we going to meet her? When are we going
to
get
her
on?
Did you tell her to listen?
No.
It's probably a smart move.
Did you even remember you were going to be on?
I only tell them to listen once we start dating.
This is the question. How many dates into it before you tell them you're on radio?
12.
12?
Yeah.
So after the 12th date, you'll say, tune in, 88.5, Thursday Big Breakfast?
I won't even tell them. That's 24 dates.
Right.
I tell them the radio station.
So you just tell them that you're on radio?
Yeah.
And then wait another 12 dates?
All right, so what we need to do is get hold of this guy's phone, and next week on the air, we're going to call her up. What do you reckon? What do you reckon, Stokesy? You up for that?
You're just jealous, Matt.
Yes, because I'm married.
Gonna live vicariously through you.
Married, happy, but you had a. So was she one of the girls that you were eating the sushi off?
It's funny, you didn't say married and happy before, off air.
Happily married.
You said married and scared off air.
Yeah, that was.
No, married and terrified, but.
Yeah. To paraphrase. She,
my wife knows full well exactly how scared of her I am, and she's happy for that.
That's who you eventually marry, the person you're most scared of, isn't it?
He's scared of me at the moment, so... Uh-oh. Actually, I'm scared of you, so could you please exit the room when you're going to do that from now on?
This is turning
LT kicks,
into another Will Smith.
Anyway,
Last news story?
Yeah, last one. At last, the canned sandwich, or called Candwich, after a shaky start with health authorities, American-style butter and jelly-style snack has been approved for human consumption.
Human.
Is that peanut butter and
it's
jelly?
It's basically it's a sandwich in a can.
Sandwich in a can.
Yeah, so it's got bread and everything in there.
It's good for the zombie apocalypse.
Perfect.
Because it lasts forever in a can.
So it's pretty much like a Coke can. You crack over the lid and out comes a sandwich.
Yep. Yep.
Oh.
That sounds nice.
A friend of mine from England said, hey, can you send me over some Fruit Loops with marshmallows? Never heard of it before, but she's pregnant and she's a family relation. And I went, yeah, okay, fine. I then look around. The only place in the world that you can buy Fruit Loops with marshmallows in the pack is Walmart in America. So I had to call a friend of mine in America to send over four boxes.
Well, there you go.
According to one online review, the meal is surprisingly okay, saying even though all the ingredients on their own were cloying, foul, waxy, and in all ways substandard.
I think he's catching my lisp.
Yeah. Put together, they weren't half bad.
There you go.
That's kind of a review of me, really.
I think we should get a can of that in for the next Four of the Roses.
We'll see if we can find it, and whoever loses has to eat it.
Yep.
I got a bit of news for myself.
I hate your games.
I got a bit of news for Rebecca, if you're awake. McSteamy's leaving, what's that show? Grey's Anatomy.
Who cares?
My wife. That's why I said it.
Okay.
Thursday, Big Breakfast, 7:28. You're listening to us, the Lumberjack.
See, fear makes you say
Lumberjack,
things.
the scared, weird little guy and the weird, scared, big guy. Let's jump into a song and we'll come back. Go.
Fiddling Lumberjack and the Midget. You're on 2RRR 88.5.
Not Fiddling Lumberjack.
Oh, Fiddler.
Fiddler, the Lumberjack and the Midget. Fiddling Lumberjack sounds like you're fiddling. We don't want the verb, we want the noun. Hey?
We don't want the doing word.
We want the non-doing word. It is 7:33, Thursday.
Thanks
Big
for
Breakfast.
That, we can see the clock. Why are you telling us that?
I'm telling the people.
I'm sure they can see a clock.
I seem to remember last time running the show, you standing up as tall as you can and pointing to the clock.
I did not stand up.
Pointing to the clock saying, it's 7:30, read the clock. Now I do it and you tell me I'm doing it too much.
It was 6:10 last time.
Was it? I don't remember. I'd tell you how I could remember though.
How?
If I went onto the Facebook page and saw our podcasts that have been up for the week.
Yes.
All of them are up, including last week's Macho Man Randy Savage tribute.
Oh, yeah. That was 59 minutes of hell re-listening to that over and over again, editing it.
It's going to be a lovely
day. The macho bits were great, but then there was just bits with Stokesy in it.
Yeah, Stokesy. Well,
I carry this show, bitches.
Do we want to, I'm leaving it up to you guys. Do we want to talk about the league and games that are coming up, or do we want to have a chat about snakes on a train?
Can we talk about snakes in rugby league?
Yes. Most of them play for the Rabbitohs.
Jared Haid.
All right, let's do that. What do you think about Brett Morris getting injured?
There's
talk of them putting Jared Haid or Kurt Gidley in.
Look, out of the two of those, you'd pick Haid.
Is Gidley back? Wasn't he injured for most of the season?
The guy's name is Gidley.
Gidley.
No, Gidley. Gidley. What's that?
That's my contribution.
I don't know what the obsession the do selectors think, have with Kurt Gidley. Every time I've seen him,
I think
him
it's because he can play numerous
not
positions.
Played well.
He's sort of a jack of all trades, master of none type.
See, I don't understand the football. I mean, I was of the impression
what about
that
the
you, pass
kid?
It, you pass it to someone, You pass it to them, you run forward, you pass it. What positions are there to be had?
It kind of reminds
me. Right, you're throwing it left, you're throwing it right, you're going up the middle. I mean, what's the point?
It kind of reminds me of this other game that they play in Melbourne where they chase a ball around like a bunch of kids, and every now and then it pops loose and they handball it to each other and kick it around.
And they can't even kick the ball straight.
They put people at the back, they put people at the front, they put people in the middle. A little bit more like a soccer game. Your one, you run up as a line and you throw it left, you throw it right, and then, you know, then you give it to them. And they throw it left, and they throw it right. And they walk up, and then they give it back. You know, why are there positions in your game? You know, it's a straight line.
That was Maddie's interpretation of rugby league.
This is what happens when you let really special people get on the microphone and talk about things they don't know what they're talking about.
I think
AFL players are probably without doubt the fittest sportsmen in Australia.
So there,
apart from golfers,
and bowlers,
yeah,
darts players.
Yeah,
snooker players, they're up there as well.
They're real fit.
And I'll tell you, the real fit people are the laser tag players.
Hey, that takes some serious effort. You need to have good eyesight for that one.
But it's a it's a completely different
Wouldn't need a good sport. Eyesight to laser sight you, dude. You're huge. It'd be easy to laser you.
I'm not that huge. He's bigger. He's chunkier
than
but
I've got less body fat percentage.
Him. Yeah, but he's from Queensland. He'll probably just cheat.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take the vest off so you can't target me.
I think to become more of a cohesive radio show, we should all go off and do laser tag. I would say paintball, but I can see you guys pistol whipping me in the forest tied to a tree.
Well, if you're too close for a shot,
that'd be before we get there as well.
So what do you think of our? Do you think the New South Wales selectors will keep the same side?
They need to pick Hopewadi. If they need another winger, they need to pick Hopewadi.
See, this is my problem about this show. I give a perfectly good opinion, which was off air, that they needed to pick Hopewadi and how he's a much better player than his father.
You never said that.
And in comes Stokesy and he steals my statement. And yeah, okay, no, go on, finish what I was saying.
Okay, I'll finish what you were saying. Okay, they pass it left, they pass it right, then they go forward, then they pass it to that guy. I don't know what the problem is.
Do you think English back this?
Stupid game, seriously.
Man, you two just bicker at each other like children. I'm like, I'll turn this radio station around, I will. You two don't stop fighting, we'll go home, I swear.
He keeps shushing me.
All right, I'll tell you what I was saying off air. Get Hopewadi in. You know, the kid's
liar.
The kid's fresh. He's much better than his old man ever was. The old man, what were you saying? He was an enforcer.
Hey, it's your show, mate. You go ahead. You run with it.
No, I'll let you finish it off.
I want to know why you think Hopewadi should be in the team.
Because you told me to.
So my tips for this week are Broncos, Dragons,
my tip is
Titans,
an idiot.
Warriors, Sea Eagles, Cowboys,
like coming up, really.
Storm. Okay, I've turned them both off. My tips for this week are the Broncos, Dragons, the Titans, the Warriors, the Sea Eagles, the Cowboys, the Storm, and the Tigers. They don't know they're off, but they are off. We're going to jump into a song now. It's 7:38. I think I might finish the show with their mics
crack
off.
Tips, honestly, crack tips.
I think this might be the way to go from now on. Anything to say before I put music on?
Don't like you very much.
That's all it is. All right, let's put some songs on. Thursday Big Breakfast. The boys weren't happy with that song selection, but I'm a big fan of Redman.
Neither was our weatherman, Jason. Jason.
Yeah, Jason didn't like it.
Word. Jason, what did you say the weather was going to be like today?
He said it was going to be lovely in 16 degrees.
Lovely in 16 degrees. Did he give us a traffic report?
He's earning his money so far.
He said there's lots of cars.
Lots of cars, and it's 16 degrees.
Yeah.
So did you guys hear about this snakes on a train business?
No. What's the story?
Is this the sequel?
Well, this is what I was hoping when I read the news story. I thought, here we go. They've made a sequel to Snakes on a Plane, which was probably the greatest Samuel L. Jackson movie ever made.
Hey, that's saying something.
What does Zach Galifianakis say to Bruce Willis? You know, there's some actors that actually turn down roles.
Yeah.
That's what he should have said to Samuel L. Anyway, they were railway officials found extremely venomous king cobras stashed in a bag under the seat on a trip from Ho Chi Minh City to Hanoi. Have you guys ever found anything weird in a bag on a train?
Tick.
When I first read that, I thought it was golf clubs. In King Cobra.
King Cobra driving. Golf club. Driving.
Which I can understand why people freaked out with the whole bag of those.
Because yeah, they're not very good.
No,
I remember opening a bag once and finding a copy of Men in Black Boys 2. That was definitely up there. That was a good find.
You guys are afraid of snakes?
I've never been around snakes, so I'm not sure.
It's very interesting that that's sort of how we're known around the world as the country that has the most venomous snakes, etc.
We do.
Spiders. But you don't really get them, do you? I mean, unless you're out in the bush somewhere.
There was a guy in Queensland. No, sorry, Northern Territory. About
the same.
About eight. Yeah, they're close. Yeah, about 8-9 years ago, he's at the local pub. He gets absolutely blind drunk. He decides that the empty fish tank that's in front of him needs a snake. So him and a mate getting the ute drive 150 kilometres from the pub and go and find just a normal everyday snake. What he grabs, unfortunately, is a brown snake.
Yeah, they're not so good.
He gets bitten twice on the arm, sticks it in the bag, and then for some reason, for no apparent reason at all, sticks his arm back in the bag, being bitten another 10 times. So he starts to feel a little woozy. They throw him in the back of the ute. They start driving him towards the hospital. They get halfway there when the mate in the ute decides, you know what?
We need a case of beer.
Exactly.
Yes.
He stops for a pint, leaving his mate in the in the thing. The pub guy comes out, calls an ambulance. It's all good. The guy ends up in an induced coma for nearly 3 months. They take his arm. When he comes out of the coma, he goes, I can't believe the docs lobbed my arm off. My brother is so unlucky. This happened to him. 6 months before, he had been pinned to a brick wall when a truck had backed up and blocked him up with some bricks. He'd gone under another truck on his push bike that had killed another mate on his push bike. The guy was just immensely unlucky. So
I don't know how much luck's involved with sticking your hand in the snake with a brown snake, though.
It's one of those ones where, you know, the theory that Darwin weeds out those who should not be.
Survival of the fittest.
I mean, I don't think Darwin could have worked any harder on this guy.
There was another guy that, a dentist, I think, in the Northern Territory just got bitten by a saltwater croc.
Oh, that's right. The saltwater croc took a chunk out of his chest.
The dentist. I thought that was hilarious.
He smiled at the crocodile. That's what happened.
Well, I want to know if he was like examining his teeth while they were puncturing his lung and stuff.
He's going, oh, you've got a cavity there, and I'm feeling it.
He'd say, ah.
the crocodile went, I now need you to say, ah.
Well, I think that crocodile is just paying back. Can you not cough while I'm talking?
Sorry, I tried to muff it.
Yes, thank you for muffing it in my direction.
I think that the crocodile was just paying back dentists for people all over the world. Don't forget, we've got our movie quote. We've got our Facebook page. Jump on the Facebook page and tell us what you think today's episode was like. I think the whole crazy thing, the planets being aligned, pretty much worked for the whole theme of the show because you guys were pretty unbearable today, to be honest.
Thank you.
But
much appreciated.
Don't forget our movie quote. I want you guys to,
love
I positive reckon,
feedback.
In the middle. I'm all about positive reinforcement.
Look.
You douche. don't forget to drop this into a conversation somewhere. I'm envisioning maybe on a bus or something, but yeah.
You mean I'm not white?
Oh,
this is a scandal. What do you mean I'm not white? Why didn't you tell me this before?
Everyone's
you're my
mic's
own
still on,
sister.
By the way.
Goodness gracious, do you know a lot of adjustments have to be made? After cancer.
Well,
that's
an interesting point if you're
blind.
What
are the guys at the club going to say? I'm not blind.
How do you know what Kelly
is? It feels like it.
Does somebody have to tell you?
Goodness gracious, you're born
blind.
Mr. White.
Lord, help me.
I don't want you to say what Stokesy and I are saying, by the way, on the bus, just what Richard Pryor was saying.
Yes, that's right. So we want you to get on the bus and go, I'm not white. You are. Oh, thank you. Because they don't let black people on the bus. You know, it's crazy talking.
Well, they didn't back in the days of Rosa Parks. Well, they were allowed on the bus, but they had to stand up whenever.
Ooh, we're covering some territory now.
Yeah,
did you just say Rosa Parks?
Rosa Parks.
Oh, my God.
Am I not allowed to bring that up? You just said that black people weren't allowed on a bus. I was trying to make the point relevant instead of racist. But anyway. Look at Stokes, he's gone. He's asleep. Wasn't here for the first 10 minutes. Not
here. He hasn't been here for the rest
doesn't
of the night.
For the rest
been here
of
the last 10 either.
Hello, Stokesy. Welcome back.
Yeah, they should put Hopperati in the team.
So quickly, any plans for the week?
I don't know. We may be doing another hour. We don't have our new co-host in.
New co-host?
At the
you didn't tell us we were getting a new co-host?
Yeah, look, seriously, Stokes, he's just like, pulling his weight.
Can I say, like, even when I'm asleep, I'm a better like presenter than old McDouche over here.
McDouche.
He can't even get his words right. The next presenter is not in yet. I think that's what the words that Matt was trying to say.
So why don't we, we'll say goodbye.
For now, and we might come back in 5 minutes.
For now. We might come back in 5 minutes, but we'll put a song on. We'll say goodbye. Plans for the weeks? For the rest of the week? Weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to plot the downfall of the Labor government.
I'm going to hack into Stokes' phone and get the phone number of this girl, and we're going to ring her up next week, and we're going to, at 6 a.m. Good time. Good time.
Yeah, that's definitely the best way to
He put his phone in his pocket. we're going to give her a call next week, and we're going to find out what is it about him.
What is it about Stokesy that women find so appealing?
I'm a charmer.
I say we organise one of those boards, a couple of women, three men.
Sounds good so
one
far.
One girl. She can ask the questions and she can pick which one she wants to go on the date with.
All right.
Okay.
Blind. Yeah.
Perfect match.
Ooh, wow. So who's this poor girl that gets the choice of us three? We'll have to get someone on death row.
Whoever was silly enough to leave her phone number on Stokesy's mobile.
We'll have to get someone on death row.
Stokesy doesn't like me anymore. He's not happy when he goes quiet.
That's a punishment.
Why did you say the word anymore?
Yeah, good point.
I'm just, you know.
So big plans for the week. Everyone's going to have a great time. Let's whack a song on. You never know. You might hear us again if...
Bye.
If Funky D doesn't get here in the next 4 minutes.
Have fun at work.
Have fun at work.
It's been emotional.
It has.